And now on Q103's Mike and Chelsea, it's Kylie Minogue!
Hi!
Kylie, it's lovely to have you back on the show. How is life in the oversized red swivel chair suiting you?
good. It's definitely oversized for me. Yeah, it's been an interesting ride joining The Voice, and it's cool. I really like the people I'm working with. We're a good team.
Actually, it's funny you say that word team there, Kylie, because our Matt here, he does a brilliant Tom Jones on The Voice impression.
Oh, please, please, please.
Right, my game, Matt.
The thing is, I like The Voice. I like the tone of The Voice.
And you got tone perfect.
I want you on my team. I want you on my team, Kylie.
Oh, that's great.
And weirdly enough, our Chelsea here, she does a great Will I Am, or well, Will 1 AM.
It's like soul in a bowl. I mean, it's like soul on a pole.
Yeah, it's a bit too high.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Who does me?
Well, Chelsea does a very good Danny Minogue.
I'm better at your sister.
Okay, well, that's
right,
close.
Let's say Danny.
She's a bit like deeper than you, so she's a bit like, she did an M&S advert recently, so this is it, right? She goes, take your clothes to M&S and we'll exchange them for gift vouchers.
Is that any good? Could you get away with that, Kylie?
It's what, well, you're all pretty good. pretty darn good, yeah.
I don't believe that for a minute. Do you do anyone? Is there any impressions you can do of anybody?
Sometimes I do Tom Jones.
Let's hear your Tom. Go on.
Oh, no, hang on. Okay. Well, firstly, he always starts, he goes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And it's quite addictive. And then he'll say, I thought you were great.
I want you on my team.
I don't think it's quite there yet, Kylie.
No, it's not. It's not. It just randomly, it will come out really great some days and other days.
I think I better dance now.
But I love him.
Well, the whole panel, it's great. And I've got to say, honestly, I mean, this year is much better. And it has been, well, you've been credited for turning the show around. The chemistry between everyone just seems a bit more fun and a bit more together this year. And what with the demise of The X Factor, or The X Factor being a little bit lackluster, I mean, The Voice is now going to be the music talent show 2014, isn't it?
I hope so. It seems like it started out that way. And I'm really glad that people are responding to the feeling and the vibe of the show, because that's genuinely what it's like. So to go in and be feeling that myself, it's the fact that translates is fantastic.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, The Voice is back on BBC One tomorrow night. Outside of that, though, of course, you're still doing your pop star thing. There is a brand new Kylie Minogue song which is out now, and this is it on Q103. It's Friday morning. This is Kylie and Into the Blue. This is Q103. Good morning. It is Mike and Chelsea. It's Friday morning. That's the brand new song of Q103 from Kylie Minogue. That song's out now.
It wasn't going to be, was it?
Was it not?
No, it's because it's been leaked.
We managed to bring it forward a week.
Is that annoying when it gets leaked and things like that?
Yeah, it is annoying because you want people to hear it the way you want to present it. But it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great track, and there's a new album, Kiss Me Once.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine if it, well, it's better if it leaks and everyone's loving it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got to count your blessings.
Yeah, if it leaks and it sinks, then just never release it. Just say that was an album track, should never have got out.
The album and everything is on Roc Nation, which is the first one for you. How did that come about? How are you finding it?
Well, I'm signed with Roc Nation Management, so it's different, it's exciting, there's brand new energy. Slightly different way of doing things, which has meant the transition is, I don't think transition's ever that easy anyway, so it's taken a bit of getting used to, but I'm more than happy. I think it's going really well.
Is there a certain sense of nerves, even at your stage now, however
yes.
long you've been in the...
Yes.
Yeah, that when you're waiting for those midweeks, or you're waiting for the Vodafone Top 40 or whatever on a Sunday afternoon, are you still thinking, oh my God, please, please let this be good this time?
Yeah, but it is different to back in the day when it was very clear what the chart was, you know, when your release date was, and now it depends which chart it is, which territory. But in general, I still have... Along with the excitement and anticipation, of course, I get nervous because I want people to love it the way that I love it.
Yeah, so you've been in the limelight music-wise since it's about 1987, 88, was it?
87.
Because yes. I remember, because I was a massive fan of Neighbours back in the day. In fact, I've got to tell you this. I've never mentioned this to you before.
Confessional.
I know. Yeah. I had a Charlene keyring. You with a massive perm and in the dungarees.
You never.
I did.
That's
I had
amazing.
That, and I didn't even have any keys. I was actually too young to own keys for anything, but I had the key ring and I put it on my Adidas bag.
Oh my God, it gets better.
When I lived in Australia, when I was really young, we lived in Melbourne, I was actually accepted into Johnny Young's
talent school.
Yeah.
How long did you
I was literally there for about 3 weeks and then mum immigrated back to England, so I could have been on Neighbours.
You could have been on Ramsay Street.
My mum ruined everything.
She says that. She was actually deported, Kylie.
Yeah. Kylie, how do you, since you've been famous over all these years, how many Kylies have you bumped into who have been named after you?
Oh, I don't know exactly how many. A few Charlenes as well.
Oh, a few Charlenes, yeah?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe a handful.
Because there's a Kylie now on Coronation Street here in Manchester, and there's Kylies everywhere you go, and they're all about the same age. They would all have been born in about 88 to 1990.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I didn't meet anyone called Kylie until I was, you know, a young adult, I suppose, or when I started in the business. And so I had to spell Kylie and then Minogue, forget about it. Minogue, Minogue,
oh,
Minogue.
Yeah. Minogue.
So Kylie, Minogue. So it kind of, when I think about that, it does blow my mind that Kylie is, you know, people know the name Kylie.
And then just by the first name, of course, over the last few years, isn't it? It's Kylie. There aren't any other Kylies who've made it really big. I've just been looking at your Instagram site and you've got a picture of it's a solitary little cupcake with a blue smiley face.
It is.
And it's got 6,223 likes. That's potty behaviour. It's not even the best. People like you.
What are your thoughts on like life quotes? Because I'm always putting things on like quotes from Marilyn Monroe. Things like sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. I like them. But
yeah,
the boys,
I'm not keen, Kylie.
That's more of a girly thing, isn't it?
It's got to be a girly thing. If there was one, and I'm putting you on the spot again here, if there was one kind of quote about life which you've heard over the years, which you think, yeah, you know what, I'm going to put that in my back pocket and take that with me. Is there one interesting kind of life quote or inspirational quote that you would like?
Oh, talk about putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Mine's like everything happens for a reason.
Can I steal that one?
Yeah.
Can that be my answer?
I'll happily share it with you.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason. Well, you know, when things seem totally unreasonable, it's good to remind yourself of that.
Yeah.
Okay, Kylie, listen, you've got to go. We're gonna leave you with a classic Kylie track. I think a bit of Hand on Your Heart, Matt. What do you think?
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's got to be
certain.
It's got to be certain. Ladies and gentlemen, Q103, this has been Kylie Minogue.